Hey, Al Scott here for Whole Food Multicomplete at WholeFoodComplete.com. Whole Food Multicomplete is an entire supplement program in one bottle, containing 100% RDA of vitamins and minerals, plus live probiotics, digestive enzymes, antioxidant herbs, energy nutrients, and more. It's made in America using real foods and live probiotics, no chemical synthetics. It's soy-free, gluten-free, and independently tested and verified. They're so sure you'll love it, they're taking 20% off your first order with coupon code Scott Horton. Satisfaction is guaranteed at WholeFoodComplete.com. Hey, I'm Scott. Welcome back to the thing here, man. But anyway, first up today, we're going to go ahead and get started with the interviews right now. It's our friend Grant F. Smith from the Institute for Research Middle Eastern Policy. That's IRMEP, IRMEP.org, IRMEP.org. And basically, you know how Leopold is with the FOIA? The FOIA jihad against the government, give me all your documents. That's exactly like Grant F. Smith. Only specializing on the influence of the Israeli government in the United States, well, in their fifth column, in the United States of America. And, you know, that the information, the PDF files on that website are worth all the gold in Fort Knox, which I know isn't much, but still. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, Scott. Great to be on your show. And it is horrible that a recent FOIA law that was ready to go through in Congress, which would have made it, you know, the presumption that we have an open government failed. And so it's going to continue to be apparently as hard as ever to get these things.
Yeah. Well, keep working on that. But yeah, no surprise there. We're lucky FOIA exists at all. Was that some kind of weird hobby horse of Daniel Patrick Moynihan or something? Is that where that came from?
Yeah, exactly. It was this really...
How did I know that? Where did I know that from?
Anyway. Oh, yeah. Well, all the people you have on who are FOIA people. But, you know, basically it would have changed the idea that there's a presumption of openness. It's already been stated in an executive order, but it would have been a lot easier in court and filing FOIAs to say, look, instead of looking at every single possible way you can deny this, why don't you look at all the ways you could actually release it? Because I tell you, it's horrible out there.
Yeah, no, I bet. You have to be a real specialist like you or Jason Leopold or something like that to be able to get it done with any kind of efficacy there. And you know what? I completely neglected to mention in your introduction there before we got off on our FOIA tangent about these books that you wrote, Spy Trade, Divert, Foreign Agents, America's Defense Line, Deadly Dogma, and more, all of them on the Israel lobby in one way or the other, and their influence in the United States. And all of them, of course, are available at Amazon.com, at ScottHorton.org/books, in fact. You can find them there, too.
Yeah, and, absolutely. Go through Scott Horton and buy all of your holiday gifts, making sure you buy those books.
All right. Yeah. Thanks.
Divert. Listen, foreign agents. Yeah.
This is ridiculous. This is going from an interview to a commercial, basically. We got to stop it.
Seriousness.
Because it's already basically a commercial in the first place. Anyway, I brought you on because I'm very excited to read that you've got this conference coming up on April the 10th at the National Press Club. Somewhat of a repeat of the conference from last year on reassessing the special relationship between America and Israel?
Actually not. This conference is, you know, the idea is to get out initial information so people can save the date and know this thing is going on. But this one is really focused on the lobby itself. And so, you know, it's focusing on cause rather than effect, and it's going to be a very in-depth look, again, at this constellation of organizations across the United States that are active at every level of government, trying to, in a coordinated way, implement a lot of these policies, the ongoing economic warfare against Iran, this huge you know, military aid package that exceeds everything else the United States gives away. All of these new benefits that are included in the new United States Israel Strategic Partnership Act of 2014 that give them new access to weapons stockpiles and sort of a route to visa-free entry. So we're really looking at taking a sharp focus on the organizations, not just AIPAC, not just the ZOA, not just the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, but really all of them, and talking about, really, is this massive amount of foreign policy influence because Israel is such a gigantic asset to the United States, or is it really the result of all of these activities, some of which, as I've documented and that you've mentioned, are quite questionable. So it should be a very interesting gathering.
Yeah. Man, you got to get Andrew Coburn and Jacob Hailbroom, both of those guys, to give talks.
These guys are great. Absolutely. Yeah. We're kind of holding off on announcing who's exactly going to be there. We're going to try and, as good PR and marketing people, string that on for 4 months now. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, now, hopefully. Hailbroom is the guy, I think, who has kind of summed it up better than anyone, I think, to say that, these guys, regardless of Israel, but just going back to the neoconservatives, back to Alcove B at City College in New York and all that in the first place. And they felt so put out by the WASPs that they weren't allowed into the Council on Foreign Relations. They didn't have a say at the table. Yep. So they said, screw you guys. We're going to make 20 Council on Foreign Relationses, and then we're going to end up running the Council on Foreign Relations too. And then what are you going to do about it? And that was kind of their whole thing in the first place, like going back decades, was this long-term agenda to build think tanks, just as many of them as you can, even if they are all just pieces of paper in Bill Kristol's right-hand desk drawer. Just get as many of them as you possibly can, echoing each other and pretending to be the consensus, and you'll win, and it worked.
Absolutely. It's funny to say that, because a lot of these organizations all share the same address. And so when you really start putting them into a database, it's like, what?
Jim Logue, too, is the master of this
one,
stuff.
Yeah, he's good. He's excellent. In fact, I think he just bobbed in and out at that last press club event. Well, you were there.
To shake Jim's hand. It was great.
That's one of the interesting things about the press club. You never know who's going to be there because they work there. And so it's really interesting that you have expertise inside that building that doesn't even have to do much but come down and, start doing it. But, you also had, moderation of a panel on that thing. And that was, it shows how challenging some of these things can be to stay on track and to try and get things, get everyone.
Better than me, man. I'll stay in the audience this time. I think. But this is really important. I sure hope that, interested people can start, scratching their head, see what they can do to help promote this thing and get as much attention as they can,
Absolutely. It's Cherry Blossom Festival in Washington, so there shouldn't be any snowstorms. And, encourage people to go to IsraelLobbyUS.org and go to the Twitter feed at IsraelLobbyUS and just, hopefully be interested and start, looking at the program when we unveil all of these things.
Great. That's IsraelLobbyUS.org. IsraelLobbyUS.org and at IsraelLobbyUS on Twitter. Great. Thanks so much. That's Grant F. Smith, everybody. Appreciate it. Bye. That's IRMEP.org and IsraelLobby.US.org. Hey, I'll Scott Horton here. It's always safe to say that one should keep at least some of your savings in precious metals as a hedge against inflation. And if this economy ever does heat back up and the banks start expanding credit, rising prices could make metals a very profitable bet. Since 1977, Robertson Roberts Brokerage, Inc. has been helping people buy and sell gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, and they do it well. They're fast, reliable, and trusted for more than 35 years. And they take Bitcoin. Call Robertson Roberts at 1-800-874-9760 or stop by rrbi.co.